Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello, and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer, and I'll be moderating this session, where we will spend a night in the theater watching an actor's nightmare. When we speak with the cast and crew of M&M Productions of, well, A Night in the Theater and The Actor's Nightmare, two one-acts being produced at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. In The Actor's Nightmare, an accountant wanders on stage where he meets the stage manager, who tells him that he is the understudy for the lead actor and the performance is about to start. Totally confused, he cannot remember attending any rehearsals or being an actor at all. And is it a Noel Coward play, a Samuel Beckett play, or Hamlet? Literally shoved on stage, George tries to improvise his lines through shifting plots and plays. He tries to convince himself that he is merely in a dream. But is he? With us here to talk about the M&M production, our director, Dan Spoluto, and actors, Tim Moran, Gina Rose Tiso, and Jennifer Nasta Safuti.
So, Dan, tell us, why The Actor's Nightmare?
I first did the show in college and fell in love with Durang. He's one of my favorite playwrights. And Actor's Nightmare is an actor's play. People in the theater will get a kick out of it because it deals basically just with theater people and things that happen to us.
But it's not just for theater people. I mean, would anyone outside the theater that are...
Absolutely, because Durang has a sense of the absurd. So a lot of his stuff is just funny. I don't think he has any deep, dark plays. His sense of humor is a little dark, but this is one of his lighter productions.
So this is something that would be universal, not just to people in the theater, but just anyone who gets thrown
into
a situation
yes.
that they're totally confused about.
Yes. Durang actually based it on a nightmare he had, no pun intended, that he thought he was on stage.
I didn't know that was considered a pun.
He thought he was on stage and was playing different parts. So
Now this is important. Did he have his pants on or not for this one?
He did not say.
Okay. Just checking.
With us here to talk about this are the actors who are actually in The Actor's Nightmare. And I'm going to start with Tim, because you are the accountant in this one, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us something about the accountant.
Well, okay. George is great. I mean, George is a lot like me. You know, I think he's relatable to almost anyone, but I definitely can relate to him. You know, he spent the entire play being confused about everything.
So you're saying that you're normally confused when you're on stage.
Exactly. Well, I'm normally confused about everything just in general, but on stage I can definitely relate to that too. And I also have, like Durang, I've had that nightmare before, similar. The nightmare I usually have, I'm not as nervous. I don't freak out as much. It's more internal. But with this, you know, performance and this show, this character, I am going to be pretty wild and crazy and frantic by the end for sure.
So is it a wordy play or is it physical?
It's a little bit of both. There's a big monologue in the middle that, you know, I've been kind of struggling with, and you know, hopefully it will work out well. But you know, so that's you know, it's a ton of words. But there's also, you know, there's also during the monologue I'm searching around the theater. I'm hoping, you know, someone will come in and stop me from talking and ranting, and we'll actually continue whatever the new play is. And then especially near the end, there's some more physical stuff, and there's some funny slaps between me and one of the other characters. So it's a nice mixture of both, and I really like to do both physical and wordiness.
Okay, so to your other actors who are playing the people who supposedly know what's going on during this show, is Gina. Gina, tell us something about what you do in this show.
Well, you know, I'm not really sure what I'm doing in the show because my character is a little bit nutty. She's very, I think, flamboyant. And she really doesn't understand why this man can't remember what he's doing or what he's talking about. And she's constantly having to prompt him and cue him about what he's talking about. So she spends quite a bit of time trying to help him remember what he should be talking about.
So is this sort of like during the show kind of thing? It's like you're whispering what he's supposed to do?
No, my character, Sarah, is not whispering what he's supposed to do. She's actually trying to cue him on stage about what his next line should be. So anyone who's ever been an actor or anyone who's never been an actor can understand when you're having a conversation with someone who should know what they're talking about, who clearly do not, and you get frustrated. And you want to help them remember what they're supposed to be talking about. That's what my character spends a lot of time
doing. So sort of like you paraphrase what they say kind of thing?
No, more like prompting him, because he absolutely has no idea what the lines are. And that's what I find quite humorous about the whole thing. It's a scary thing for anyone who's ever had a nightmare. I don't care what you do in life. Mostly school nightmares. Do you remember when you had those nightmares where you would be walking down the hall at school?
And my pants were not
on. And you didn't have any pants, or you didn't know anything. So I think that Sarah feels that way, and she needs him to remember so she can look good. And when he doesn't remember, she looks quite foolish. So it's the supporting role in the nightmare about the play.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Now, do you play more than one character, guys, in this? Or do you play one character in his nightmare?
I play one character in his nightmare, but then I play another character later, a smaller character.
We each play ourselves as the actress.
Yes.
And then as the nightmare progresses through two or three different plays, we play different characters in those plays.
Yes, exactly.
So we are a little schizophrenic throughout the whole play an actor's nightmare itself.
Yes.
Okay, now, Jennifer, what are you doing during the show?
What am I not doing? I play an actress who gets to go from being kind of the overwrought newlywed wife to standing in a garbage can picking her nose.
I was wondering about
charming.
That. I saw the picture.
Yeah. So,
charming.
You know, and a little bit of everything in between. So it's been a lot of fun and utterly ridiculous. You know, I think it's kind of the same thing. It's a lot of prompting this other person you're supposed to be sharing the scene with who is utterly clueless. But really the lines that we're trying to prompt him with are so ridiculous that no one could really come up with a rational response to them anyway. You know, I think that that's something that would be relatable to audience members who aren't involved in the theater. I'm sure we've all had conversations with people who go off on tangents and we're not even sure, we can't follow what they're saying or where they're going. Like Gina said, you keep kind of trying to throw in comments to bring them back, which is in some ways what Tim does, because he keeps asking questions like, what play are we in? Where am I supposed to be going? What are we supposed to be doing? And we're just kind of all in our own little worlds, you know, walking around playing the grand dame or picking our nose.
The one thing that I have to remember, it is the epitome of someone's nightmare, that it makes no sense. Random things come in. It's funny in a strange and odd sort of way. And you really can relate to it if you've ever had a dream like that.
Absolutely.
That's my take on it. And I almost feel bad for your character.
I feel bad for me.
Because you have no chance, really, except to eventually drop your pants and get in a garbage can.
Well, actually, I mean, the pants
comes... Oh, there is pantslessness in the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not know that.
And that comes actually pretty early. And that's one of the best examples I can think of just total nonsense, because there's no reason for me to do it. I mean, no one's even on stage making me. I just, you know, everyone's has been rambling on, telling me what I need to do. They all disappear for a second. And then I say, I need to get out of here. But instead, I take off my pants. It's ridiculous.
So I see you're raising the bar on the...
Or lowering the pants, yes.
Okay.
I think that as long as we all remember it's someone's nightmare, then it actually makes sense. When you don't think of it as a nightmare, it just seems like this random stuff that's happening. But when you remember that this is actually this man's nightmare, you look at it and think, wow.
It's funny in a horrific sort of way.
It is. And I've had that dream in so many senses in my life.
Yeah, and as long as it's not happening to you, if it's not your nightmare, you can always, you know, enjoy someone else's pain, because it's just, it's, you know, funny to you when it's not happening to you. So I'm not really enjoying myself, or my character's not enjoying myself, of course. But everyone else, I think, is going to have a great time because they can relate and laugh at how, you know, how silly and stupid and crazy it is.
Okay, now this is only one of two shows in the Night of One Act that they have. The other one is A Night at the Theater, which features two couples who are at the theater for their weekly dose of culture, this time in the form of Shakespeare's Hamlet. What ensues between the two couples is incessant chatter about themselves, their children, dead friends, hunger, and even occasionally Hamlet. Secrets emerge and friendships unravel. Audience members will recognize these obnoxious theatergoers as people who sometimes sit behind them. With me here to talk about the production are director Mike Diorio and actors Dave Christofferson.
Yes, sir. Yes, what? Yes, present.
Peter Biscare and Jennifer Nesta Safudi. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being with us.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
So, Mike, tell us, why did you want to do A Night in the Theater?
We were looking to do some smaller shows, one-act shows for Kelsey, and I was going through a list of shows, and I just wanted to do something that related to the theater that everybody could relate to, and I thought this was a perfect show. It was very funny when I first read it, and I thought it'd be great for Kelsey.
But it's not just for people who are in the theater. Can anyone relate to this one?
Oh, without a doubt. Anybody that's gone to a movie, gone to a play, anything. It's just about the people that always seem to sit behind you in a show that you just want to get away from.
Who are these people? Tell us something about them.
Well, they are some obnoxious, some, and the things they say, it has nothing to do with the play.
excuse me, my throat is dry. Stanley, Walter, you want a mint? Stanley, Walter.
Quiet.
Who said shh?
I did. He's interviewing. Quiet. Oh.
It's people with, you know, loud jewels.
Oh. Oh, bless you, dear.
Can I have a fire hose, please?
Sorry. What was he saying?
They had nothing to the play whatsoever. It's all about them and their lives.
Oh, I feel a draft.
Why are we doing this?
Do you feel a draft?
Feel a draft later.
This doesn't make any sense.
So this is the type of people that, as you hear...
It's almost over. Are we almost done here?
Then please come see our show. Do not let them dissuade you from coming. I mean, it is a very funny show, even though they are not very couth people.
I haven't heard someone use couth in a long time. Well, the uncouth people are sitting here in front of us. We have three of the four people from that production. In deference, we'll start with the ladies. Jennifer, tell us something about what you do in this show.
I play Margaret, married to Stanley. We are one half of the two couples who come out to see Hamlet, and oh goodness, what do? I complain about the cold, I complain about my hunger, I don't understand a thing that's going on stage, I have a hard time seeing things, a hard time hearing things, and then I get really annoyed when people get annoyed with me. It's that person in the audience that everyone just loves to hate. So it's a lot of fun.
And so you just described everybody who was behind me in the last show that I saw.
Exactly.
And Stanley is played by Peter.
Yeah. Stanley is probably the least intelligent of the four, which is saying a lot because there's not a lot of intelligence to go around. Doesn't want to be here at all. Doesn't get it. Doesn't know why he's here. He only wants to see actresses in low-cut outfits and is upset that the play is so long, only wants a drink, has to pee a lot. Truly is, again, just somebody you would not want to be sitting near. So we as actors are sort of getting back at the people that we have to deal with that are in the audience sometimes, talking and sleeping. And we can hear you people.
How many times have you been on stage and looked down and saw somebody napping in the front row?
Napping's okay, because at least they're quiet.
As long as they're not snoring.
It's the snores, yeah. It's the people that snore. And honestly, to me, the people that snore are not as much to blame as the person who is next to them and is awake and doesn't stop them from snoring, doesn't nudge them. As actors, you deal with these people a lot, and as theatergoers or moviegoers, as Mike said, or even if you're sitting on a bus or a plane or a train, you're always sitting behind those people that you hear their whole conversation and you just want them to die. And that's really what this play is about.
So
we're the four people you want to die.
But it is very funny.
But it's like one short of a kid behind you banging on the seat with their leg, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah. Now, that brings us to Dave. Dave, you play Walter?
I does.
In the show. Am I right that Walter considers himself to be the theater person of this group?
Walter is the theater person.
He's the brain trust.
He's the only one with Cuth. He's the only one who wants to be there. He bought the tickets. He's married to Donna. He has a special relationship with Margaret.
Hey.
For some reason, Stanley is his best friend, although the theater will leave the performance wondering why that was the case. And
he thinks he's a lot smarter than he is.
You keep saying that.
Walter really knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
See what I've had to go through with these people?
We defer to Walter a lot.
No, so as Walter, is this what Walter's annoyed with like everybody else is, or does he cause as much mayhem as they do?
Walter gets sucked into it, but Walter tries to de-mayhem the situation and keep everybody on a short leash.
Unsuccessfully.
And your wife, who couldn't be with us here today, I guess, is a contributor to that. Yes, it is my wife, technically.
I see. What?
But in the confines of that space we call theater, she's playing your wife.
She's my pretend wife, yes.
And how many pretend wives do you have?
What have you heard?
In general, what should people walk away from when they see this show?
I think they should have a good time. They definitely will recognize this experience. I think they'll have a good time.
There is no super pseudo message, and Walter is the only one who knows what super pseudo means.
That's right. He's so smart, he should tell us what it means. Why don't you tell us what it means?
After the play, yes. Just listen.
Mm-hmm.
I think people see themselves when they go to this play, whether they know it or not, they will look at themselves and laugh, whether it may not be to the person next to them, but internally they'll look and say, yeah, I've done that. That, you know, that was me.
Or there will be four people in the actual audience who behave as badly as we do, and the rest of the audience members will point and laugh at them as
that
well.
That would be great.
There are a lot of those.
Michael, can you tell us what else is coming up in M&M season?
Well, we are going to do Little Abner in August. It'll be a fun show. It's never been done at Kelsey, so we're really looking forward to doing that.
So that's in the summer season?
Yes.
Okay. Those looking for performances of A Night in the Theater and The Actor's Nightmare, they will be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will run for one weekend only from January 24th through the 26th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservation. I want to thank my guests, Mike DiOrio, Dan Spoluto, Peter Biscare, David Christofferson, Tim Moran,
nice.
Gina Rose Tiso, and Jennifer Nasso-Safuni for being with us today.
Thanks.
You're
bye.
Welcome. I got to pee. Does anyone know I got to pee?
Put it away.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.